Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net taking a look at the offensive line, defensive line, one-on-ones Tuesday morning. North practice, coached by the Atlanta Falcons. Tony, let's take a look at some of these offensive line, defensive line guys, starting with Rashid Hageman from Minnesota over center.
Against Richburg, you know, Hageman's kind of disappeared this morning. He's been handled in drills, got handled there by Richburg of Colorado State. That is Rashid Hageman. That's his M.O. I mean, he looked great at times yesterday, and then he was down, and this morning he's been handled at the point of attack. That's why he's going to be, if he's a first-round pick, it's going to be in the late part of round one, but he has early first-round physical skills.
Aaron Donald now, who has, by most accounts, been the star of the Senior Bowl thus far, a little bit undersized out of Pitt, but he has just been all over the place.
Weston Richburg of Colorado State actually did a very good job on him there. Got leverage, was able to steer Donald from the play, so that was a win for Richburg.
Shamar Stephen out of UConn. They're going up against Brandon Linder from Miami. Linder, I believe, a four-year starter at Miami.
Very efficient, not a great athlete, but understands the position. And you see Stephen, the opposite end of the spectrum, a guy who's raw, a guy that doesn't have a lot of starting experience, great size. He's just got to refine his techniques.
And Aaron Donald does a good job there against Linder. Aaron Donald is a guy who, if he was 2 inches taller, would be talked about as a top 15 pick. Is that fair?
Yeah, 2 inches tall and 20 pounds heavier. But again, Linder did a good job. You know, he stays square. He didn't get beat. He's able to steer Donald from the play. You see there Central Henderson going up against, I'm not sure, James Gale, I think it was. Gale who, of Virginia Tech, who's had a difficult time. Henderson looks great in drills, and then when it comes time for scrimmage, he takes a step back. And that's the inconsistency that he showed at Miami of Florida. Here you go, Henderson against Trent Murphy of Stanford, who's done very well out of a three-point stance. And again, you see a bit of an overreach. You don't want to lunge into your blocks like that, but you see number 76, the athleticism, the quickness, the movement skills. It's a matter of him putting it together and consistently playing at a high level.
Trent Murphy, a guy with whom Chip Kelly will be very familiar after going up against Stanford for the past few years. He's a bit of a 3-4 tweener, whether he's a 4-3 defensive end, 3-4 outside linebacker. What do you think his best fit is at the next level?
You know, I don't know that he has the athleticism to stay at outside linebacker, but he's shown the strength to hold the point at defensive end the past 2 days. Terrific block there by Brandon Thomas of Clemson, playing left tackle. We talked about this in our preview. You know, a lot of people think he's a guard, but if he's able to hold down the left tackle spot, he took Will Clark out of the play right there from West Virginia. That's really going to boost his draft stock.
And he came in yesterday with, I think, the third or fourth longest arms, over 34 inches. I think that's a boost for him in terms of playing tackle at the next level.
Absolutely. He's not the prettiest looking tackle, but he's got decent feet and that reach. You know, all you got to do is just disrupt those pass rushers a little bit, knock them from the angle of attack, and you've won the battle.
Kadeem Edwards from Tennessee State there, small school guard, going up against Marcus Smith of Louisville. What's the story on Kadeem Edwards?
He's got terrific size. He's very athletic. Played at a small school level. Has done well here. I mean, physically, he's very impressive. Just handled Smith there. I mean, he obviously used his size as an advantage. Needs some polish in his game, but overall, he's got the skills to play and eventually start in the NFL. You see him there against Ellis of Louisiana Tech. You see he plays with good pad level, good knee bend. Ellis is a smaller player, built low to the ground, but Edwards is able to get underneath him. And again, you know, just basically steer him from the action. That's what you're looking to do.
Daquan Jones from Penn State, about to get the rep here. What's the story on Daquan Jones, who's going up against Weston Richburg, another four-year starter?
You know, in a nutshell, looks like Tarzan, but plays like Jane for Jones. I mean, he's got the body type, he's got the quickness, he's got all the athleticism. You think you want a big-time defensive tackle, but he just doesn't show up. I mean, doesn't make big plays. He looks good in drills, but in scrimmage, he disappeared yesterday. A lot of potential that's yet to be met.
Another look at Rashid Hageman here from Minnesota, and he does a good job driving back Weston Richburg. But Richburg then holds the point well.
Yeah, I mean, he should, because he overpowers and outweighs Richburg. He's more athletic. He's got to do it on a consistent basis, Hageman.
All right, we've We've got Shamar Stephen again going up against the Michigan guard. What do you think, Tone?
Schofield, you know, played tackle at Michigan. I like him better at guard. He's not a great athlete. He's very efficient, fundamentally sound. I think he did a good job against Stephen, but you see the sheer power, the sheer athleticism of Stephen. He's just got to learn to use his hands better, play with proper techniques. Here you see Schofield going up against Rashid Hageman. Hageman gets good initial penetration, quick first step, uses his hands well, but then Schofield comes back, gets his hands into Hageman's chest and steers him from the action. Hageman's got to learn to finish as well as play at a high level.
Learning to play at a high level is what we all aspire to do.
Especially if millions and millions of dollars are on the line. Here you got Mewart of Ohio State, who got beat there by James Gale. Gale has really struggled, but used his quickness and his athleticism to beat the heavy-footed Mewart of Ohio State. Mewart was a left tackle at Ohio State, just doesn't have the foot quickness or overall athleticism to stay there. Here he goes against Trent Murphy. This is going to be a good battle, which Mewart held his own there. I mean, Murphy just took an outside rush, and Mewart uses his long arms, uses good blocking angles. We talk about arm length, but it's also using good angles and knowing where your quarterback is to basically steer Murphy from the action.
Back to the right side, we're going to get Michael Sam once again, who has struggled at times to get off blocks today. He does a good job there, a little speed rush past Central Henderson, the man we've been talking about.
Central Henderson, who's more of a right tackle, but Sam, when he's able to come out of a three-point stance and able to do what he did best in college, bend off the edge, he's done well. Standing up at linebacker, he struggled.
A little bull rush there from Kareem Martin out of UNC. How does he fit in that line of sometimes under-delivering North Carolina defensive lineman?
That's what he is. I mean, I think he's underrated. I think it's a bit of revenge for Martin, who was handled readily by Henderson yesterday, just flew off the line. You know, he doesn't have great size, but he's a decent athlete and just finds ways to make plays. I think you hit the nail on the head. North Carolina, in recent times anyway, a lot of underachieving defensive linemen.
Good matchup we had before there, Aaron Donald and Zach Martin, two of the higher-rated guys. Zach Martin, very interesting, plays tackle at Notre Dame. Some people think he moves to guard and could be the best guard prospect in the draft. Other people think he stays at tackle. What do you think?
You know, my philosophy is with a guy like Martin, keep him at left tackle until he proves otherwise, that he can't handle the duties. And granted, he played at guard there, but he played it like a tackle, keeping his feet moving and doing a good job handling Rashid Hageman.
What is your opinion of his level of play? Is he a late first-round pick, Zach Martin?
No, I never thought he was a first-round pick. I think he's more of a second-day pick. He doesn't have the athleticism you want in a first-round pick. Right there, Tyler Larson handling Ellis of Louisiana Tech. Tyler Larson's one of those guys. He's not a great athlete. He's not the prettiest center, but he's consistent, he's competitive, and he gets the job done. He's one of those centers that the Eagles are familiar with, like Kelsey. He's going to slide into the last day of the draft, and then have a long career at the next level, long productive career at the next level.
Shamar Stephen from Connecticut getting the rep there. Rashid Hageman, a chance to see the man from Minnesota, the big guy, once again. Oh, man. And he just runs right over Brandon Linder from Miami.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Linder is he's not very athletic, and he's going to be overmatched when he goes up against those athletic guys. And Hageman just flew off the ball and destroyed him. Michael Sam there against Schofield at right tackle. That's why I think Schofield's going to be better at guard, because he's a small area guy. And you see Sam, when he's able to line up in a three-point stance, does a good job.
Rematch here. Schofield keeps Sam around the edge.
Once you get he gets his hands in him, keeps his feet moving, uses the angles well. He's much bigger than Sam. So that was a win for Schofield.
Trent Murphy getting the rep on the right side now. Tries a spin move, and he is thwarted by Brandon Thomas from Clemson.
Thomas keeps playing well. And again, I go back to the preview we had on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. He's showing the ability to hold down the left tackle position. As a result, he's going to see a significant increase in his draft grade again. That was Kareem Martin's handling, the ability to slide his feet, stay square, and keep the defender in front of him. Yesterday, he got a little bit twisted. He was turning his shoulders, which is not good. You want to stay square. You want to keep the defender in front of you. That's what he did those last two plays.
You know, Tony, we talk about learning to play at a high level, improving your game, and I'd like to just point out that I believe you have stepped up your game since last week. You've graduated from calling it Eagles.com to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I just want to say that that has not gone unnoticed.
Well, you know, the sky's the limit. You always have to keep raising the bar.
Amen. A little bit of a battle there with Hageman and Cyril Richardson from Baylor, who had a very rough day yesterday.
Richardson's got a lot to prove today. I mean, he was embarrassed by Aaron Donald yesterday. We haven't seen Aaron Donald, so maybe he's got a tweak or something. Maybe he hasn't taken any reps. We'll have to find out about that. But, you know, Richardson is basically playing catch-up.
We saw Donald a little bit earlier. All right. Tony Pauline and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Much more coming your way from the Senior Bowl, Mobile, Alabama.